Believe in the magician in you. Believe in the magician in you. In each one of us is a magician. In each one of us is the magician Merlin, as King Arthur learned in his lifetime to believe in himself. Magician Merlin was part of his world and part of his life. But it's only when he believed in himself and followed himself that he did the great things that he did, that he accomplished the great achievements that he wanted to accomplish. We can go after all sorts of goals and all sorts of desires in our life, and we can go after all sorts of choices. But if we don't believe in ourselves, all of those choices are absolutely meaningless. All of those choices tell us nothing about who we really are and what we really want to accomplish. What is it that you want to accomplish in your life? What is it you'd like to accomplish in your life to see done and see fulfilled and see revealed in your life? It's never too late, never too early. The little geniuses that we read about and see, 9-year-old boy who had a discussion with YouTube telling what his attitude was about life, what his attitude was about all of these things that go on in the world. Now, where did he get all that stuff? Well, to be sure, he got it from the outer. And he got it from the outer, but then he applied it to the inner. Then he gave thoughtful attitude toward the content that he was given. Did anyone ever say to you, what do you think life is all about? Where do you think we're going, where we came from, what our purpose is? What do you think your purpose is in life? Did anyone ever say that to you? Did you ever say that to yourself? You're not going to get that answer from somebody else. Not some wonderful mentor, not some wonderful teacher, some wonderful father or mother. You're going to get that idea, that answer, from within yourself. You're going to get that answer from within your own heart and your own being. Your own Merlin is going to speak up to you and say, this is it. If I said to you, what is the purpose of our being on planet Earth? And then you'd think a while and you'd say, well, that's an interesting thing to think about. What is my purpose in being on Earth? Why am I here? What do I want to accomplish out of being on Earth? What do I want to accomplish here? I am a body. I am a mind. I am a spirit. I am all these wonderful things. Now, what am I going to accomplish? Well, we're not going to accomplish anything. But we are going to be that which we are. When I say to you, isn't that lovely, that lady was standing on the street corner and that little boy came up to her and said, may I help you? And she said, yes, I want to cross the street. He said, well, take my hand. My mommy taught me how to cross the street, so I know how to cross the street. I'll take you across. And he took her across the street. Now you say, when does such an act take place? When do such things take place? Every day of our life, every moment of our life, we have opportunities to help someone cross the street. We have an opportunity to reach out and touch people in our lives. Now, do we do it? Oh my, yes, we do it. We do it all the time. Do you have a smile on your face when you see something beautiful in the world? Do you have a frown on your face when you see something that troubles you? Well, these are Merlin the magician inside of you. These are the magician inside of you saying, this is your attitude toward it. Now, when something disturbs you, if you have a frown on your face, then how it disturbs you is even worse and worse. But if you have a smile on your face and say, ah, I will have my attitude about that, which is, you do whatever it is that pleases you, and I'll do what pleases me, and I'll walk my own way, and I will not judge you. I will not determine what's right for you and what's wrong for you. I will only determine what my choices are. And my choices are good and very good all the time. My choices are helping the little old lady cross the street. My choices are being a smile where a frown might have come. That's my choice. That's why I'm here on earth. I'm here on earth to be a smile. I'm here on earth to be a smile to all that is on earth. I'm here on earth to be a smile to every person on the face of the planet. That's what I'm here for. What do I remember about my mother? Everyone always said she always had a smile on her face. And while Ellen was looking at some old audio videos that we had, of some lectures that we had given, and she looked at it and she says, "You know, Herb, you always have a smile on your face." And I say, "Thank you. That is my intention, to always have a smile on my face. It's my intention to always be happy. It's my intention to always realize that this is a wonderful world. This is a wonderful world, and we're living in this wonderful world right now. And this world is good and very good, and I love it. I love it. I love it." Oh, Jeannie sometimes gets a little rambunctious, and sometimes I pick her up, and she doesn't want to be picked up. And so I hold her tightly, and then she puts out a claw, and she says, "I do not want to be picked up." Now, she doesn't have a voice. She has a meow that she could use. She could do all sorts of things. But you see, I am the creator of my world, and I think whenever I want to pick Jeannie up, she wants to be picked up. But that's not always the case. So when she put her claw out, I said, "Don't ever do that." And then I put her down and I said, "No." And she realized she was wrong. She realized that we never use violence. We never use our claws. We never express ourselves that way. If she wanted to get down, all she had to do was be limp, and she knows that. All she had to do was just be limp and give in and play dead, and I would put her down. Not because I didn't want to hold her, not because I didn't want to care for her, but because I only have in my world loving beings. And if anyone does not want to be a loving being for some reason or other, she's maybe chasing a mouse, I set them down. I let them be. I smile on my world. I smile in my world. And now Jeannie has come after being put down and told no. And she's taking her nose and snuggling around my hand and snuggling around my arm and saying, "You know, I love you. I really love you very much. But I'm a very independent cat. I do my own thing and I do my own life. And you and I, we do our own life too. That we're the Merlins of this world. We're the magicians of this world. We think our own thoughts. We dream our own dreams. We are our own selves. And we are always walking our own pathway in the wonder and the magic and truly the beauty of who we are. Are you this wonderful being? Are you this wonderful self that stands up for who you are? And you just play dead when you don't want to play? Or you wiggle and jump and laugh and sing and cry out with happiness when you want to play? Detect how the world shares its happiness and shares its love." Just after Jeannie had been so not wanting to be held, Rex comes walking over to me, and he puts his nose in my hand, and he says, "Dad, you can love me anytime. You can pet me anytime." And then he put his side against me, and he held me tight. And he said, "Dad, I love you." He says, "Dad, I love you all the time. Not only when you want me to, but when I want me to, and I am wonderful." Now, was that a little bit of magic? Having my dog come to me after my cat refused me for a moment? Yes, it was a lot of magic. And it's the magic that makes my world go round, it makes my life happen, and makes me feel to be the most wonderful person. King Arthur learned in his lifetime to believe in himself, to be his own Merlin. And you and I can, in our lifetime, learn to believe in ourselves and have the most wonderful life anyone could ever imagine. Claim this for yourself now, for it is yours, and it is always yours. And now that I finish my talk, my cat stops snuggling my hand and jumps up on top of the monitor and says, "Okay, I've shown you. I love you, Dad." Believe in the magician in you, and the magician in you is you.